It would make no sense then to define gender as a cultural interpretation of sex if sex itself is a gendered category. Gender, oh, this is, by the way, podcast number three. Gender ought not to be conceived merely as a cultural inscription of meaning on a pre-given sex, a juridical, my God, conception. Gender must also designate the very apparatus of production whereby the sexes. You know what? This is really dry. I'm just going to keep talking about Judith Butler because she's pretty interesting, in relation to her opposition to Lacanian philosophy of parapraxis and like things related to the symbolic order. She believes that you really can't escape the symbolic order of language, that you're always a slave to language. And so at that point, she meets with Lacan, but her theory goes against Lacan in that she believes that there are ways to defy symbolic order despite living in a world that's a slave to language. Like, for example, she believes that you can have the binary of males and females, but you can also, as we see now in queer theory, you can be gender non-conforming, or you can be non-binary, or you can be transgender, and that to Lacan doesn't exist. So someone who says, like, I'm transgender is, in a way, it is a liar's paradox, in that to say that you are transgender kind of means that you, or if you're non-binary, then you are not adhering to a binary. So in a way, it's saying that it's admitting that there is a binary that you are trying to go beyond. So in that way, she kind of falls short of what she's trying to argue. But other than that, I think that